When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Seems as if every game from here on is going to be a playoff game when it comes to the Raiders, and it starts tonight. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Christopher. How are things with you?
I'm doing good. Bart Scott just actually gave me a piece of chocolate that he had delivered to the studio. I don't know why he's walking around with a life-size bar of Hershey's chocolate, but it's absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, and I don't understand why he walked past me with
the chocolate bar is as big as he is.
Who's the aficionado here?
I mean, it's you.
Yeah.
You are the authority on this.
Well,
yeah.
We'll get to that.
And he used to be your teammate, too, right?
He did.
Man, he's a bad
used
guy.
To be the operative phrase.
He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
We will get to that. We will get to so much more on the Raiders and the Rams tonight in a Thursday night game that is incredibly important to the Las Vegas Raiders. We begin with the news of the day and some really, really good news. And that is, thanks, Bart. Bart is, what do I do? Just break off a piece? Ah, there we go.
There you go.
That'll work. Wow. You know what? He does come up big in that spot. Well, appreciate that. Well, the news of the day, and we got it just within the last hour, is that Brittany Griner has been freed in a high-level prisoner exchange with Russia, and she is on her way home on a plane. Her partner was in the Oval Office. The president announced it just a little while ago, and it's obviously outstanding news to have Brittany Griner coming home after being imprisoned all these months over in Russia.
No, it is great news for Brittany Griner, and you know Joe Biden had this at the top of his agenda. And Carlin, you have to credit the national media, her family and friends for being able to keep this top of mind, the NBA, the WNBA, for pushing and pushing and pushing and making sure that we didn't forget about BG, and the fact that they were able to apply that pressure publicly on our government to act. They generated urgency, and fortunately enough, they were able to get Brittany Griner back in a prisoner swap. So credit to the family, the friends, the media for being able to keep this story top of mind. We know how unjust the situation was, but finally she's back home, she's safe, and that's great news.
And, you know, unfortunate that she was basically a pawn in a big political game.
Yeah.
But as we said, the biggest news is that she is on her way home, and we'll have more on this story throughout the course of the day. You want to keep it locked in on ESPN. Again, Brittany Griner is headed home from Russia in a prisoner exchange. Meanwhile, we do have some football to get to begin today.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
And that one place to start is with the Raiders and the Rams tonight. Now, look, the Rams, we know their situation. They are off to the worst start for any Super Bowl champion ever at 3-9 this year. The story is more around the Raiders and what they are doing of late. Let's go back a few weeks and remember just where this football team was after they lost in the Indianapolis Colts in Jeff Saturday's debut. This was Derek Carr after that game.
Sorry for being emotional. I'm just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice what we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing. Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night. Like just so we could be there for each other. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off, if I'm being honest.
And you can obviously hear all of the emotion from that, and the Raiders have won three straight since. Is there a direct correlation between the two?
Oh, no doubt, Carlin. And here's the other part to this whole thing. I don't know how anybody doubts Derek Carr's leadership ability after what we saw from him last year. Think about all the Raiders went through in 2021. with the Henry Ruggs tragedy, with the drama around John Gruden and the leaked emails and him being clipped, what happened with Damon Arnett and him getting arrested, former first-round pick for the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, that franchise was in turmoil, and Derek Carr found a way in Week 18 to win a football game against a division rival and for them to punch their ticket to the playoffs with an interim head coach. Think about that. Now, we juxtapose that on what we've seen this year. Sure, they underachieved early on based on what we thought they would be coming into this year, but I think we discounted how hard it is to learn a new system, to operate that offense at a high level, knowing that it's completely different in terms of the terminology, to change the culture as a part of reestablishing a new program under Josh McDaniels and the new general manager. I mean, all of that stuff is new learning for everybody that's in the building, the guys in the locker room included. And so now I think you're starting to see the fruit of the seeds that have been planted in the first couple of months of the regular season, not to mention their quarterback essentially saying guys in the locker room need to be held accountable. He called all of his teammates to the carpet. He said it's frustrating, it ticks him off, that guys in the locker room all don't feel the same way that he does after a disappointing loss to the Fighting Jeff Saturdays, the Indianapolis Colts. And as a result of that, Carlin, that team ain't lost since that moment. They haven't lost.
Nope.
And they've been outstanding on the offensive side, which is a direct correlation to the quarterback's commitment. Carlin, they are the number one total offense in the National Football League since the start of Week 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're averaging 462 yards a game. The second team in the National Football League in total offense is the Dallas Cowboys. They're averaging 424 yards a game. So you're telling me that the Las Vegas Raiders are averaging 40 more yards per game than the next closest team. To put that into further context, Kansas City Chiefs, pretty damn good on offense, right?
Yep.
Kansas City Chiefs average 6.7 yards per play.
Mm-hmm.
League average is 5.5 yards per play. The Las Vegas Raiders are averaging over 7 yards a play. 7 yards a play, Carlin. You only need 10 to get a first down. They're averaging 7 yards, over 7 yards per play. That just shows you where this team is at right now, and they've got a quarterback that they can believe in, a guy that can lead them. And, Carlin, this is the offense that nobody wants to play down the stretch in the regular season.
Okay, these are all valid points about the Raiders. Allow me now to just pour cold water on the idea that they're about to get on a run.
Please do.
And my issue is not on the offensive side, because Davante Adams is doing everything that you would expect him to do. Josh Jacobs has been so much better than we would have expected at the beginning of the year when, frankly, the Raiders didn't know if he was the guy. They were down on him,
mm-hmm.
and he has turned out to be the only one of those first-round picks that has worked out from Mike Mayock.
All right.
Having said all that, defensively, the Raiders are not good. They're not a good football team. So if you're going to tell me that they're going to go and score 35 and 40 points a game for the rest of the season, and their schedule is not that tough until they get to the last 2 weeks of the year, then okay, I can believe that a little bit, but you got to stop somebody at some point. The Raiders should be a whole lot better in pass rush than they have been. It was nice to see Chandler Jones start to contribute a little bit on that front, because up until a week or two ago, he had a half a sack this year. A half a sack.
If he wasn't cashing the checks, you wouldn't know he was there, right?
Exactly. Max Crosby. Look, Max Crosby's doing good, but the Raiders' pass rush was sold to me to be so much better.
Carlin, look at the schedule. No, look at the schedule.
But, Chris.
No, and my point is, and you're talking about having to stop somebody.
Yeah.
Where's the juggernaut offense on that schedule? It ain't the Rams. It ain't the Pats. It ain't the Steelers. Maybe you want to say the 49ers.
That's fine.
But they don't blow people out. They rely on their defense. The only team that we're saying is an explosive offense is the Kansas City Chiefs. That's Week 18. The Chiefs might not have anything to play for at that point.
No, I understand that completely. But the problem is the Raiders have been consistently bad on defense no matter who they've been playing. The teams earlier this year, Chris, that they were losing to, the teams that the Raiders have lost to this season have a winning percentage of 440.
Mm.
They have lost to two teams over 500. The other five teams have been 4-9, 4-8-1, 4-8, 4-8. Bad football teams
mm-hmm.
that don't have explosive offenses all over the place. I wouldn't even call Seattle, even though they've had a really good year from Geno Smith, and they have DK Metcalf. Are they explosive?
No.
They put up 34 points on the Raiders a couple of weeks ago.
Did the Raiders make the playoffs last year?
Yes, they did.
Okay, the Raiders had the 26th ranked scoring defense in the National Football League in 2021.
Were they at hold on.
Do you know what the Raiders scoring defense is now?
I believe it's 27?
It's 26.
26.
So okay. It's the exact same.
Okay.
In terms of points given up, where they rank in the National Football League. And they still found a way to get to the playoffs because their offense was so good. We know every team has warts, Carlin. It's how they're able to overcome it. And right now, we're starting to see, you know, where the Raiders invested most of their resources, their salary cap allocation on the offensive side of the ball. That's paying dividends. You're getting the return on investment with Davante Adams. I think he just went over his 7th 100-yard receiving game on the year. That's what you traded for that guy for. Josh Jacobs finally fulfilling some level of promise that they had when they took him in the first round 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I mean, this is what we're talking about. So I feel confident in how this team is playing. And I got to be honest with you, Carlin. Confidence comes from demonstrated performance. The way that they ended last year and the way that they're trending this year is why I think this might be one of the teams that's on the outside looking into the playoff picture that could find a way of sneaking in.
You're not the only one who feels that way. So does Damian Woody, who said so this morning on KJM.
If you look at their schedule is not very daunting down the stretch. I think Josh McDaniel has finally figured out, like, it's players, not plays.
There you go.
It's players. And who has he been featuring? Basically been featuring two guys, Josh Jacobs and Davante Adams.
Who leads the league in rushing right
now. There you go. It's like, okay, this coaching thing's not hard. Let me give it to my best players and good things will happen to you. So the Raiders are a team that they have a slim margin for error, but they can find their way in, sneak their way into the wild card spot.
Okay. Listen, last thing I'll say on it is simply this. They're 5-7 now. At this point last year, they were 6-6. And they made it in, barely. They made it in. I'm skeptical that they're going to do that this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, according to our FPI, the Raiders have a 16% chance of getting into the playoffs. But, Carlin, it ain't all about numbers. You can't boil football down to analytics. You can't quantify everything. Sometimes there are the intangibles that you can't account for. And I feel like the Las Vegas Raiders might happen to be that anomaly in 2022.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at progressivecommercial.com. Now look, the Raiders could make a run. Me, skeptical. Canty, not bullish. Having said that, if the Raiders are going to make a run, who gets left out? That's what we will tackle in just moments. Be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Are the Raiders on the doorstep of making a run? 888-SAY-ESPN. Lines are open for you right now. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
FBI always has good insight when it comes to numbers, but how much does it really mean when it matters the most? It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, we all know the game isn't over till it's over, so next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Canty, if the Raiders are to make the playoffs, there are obviously, or there is at least one team that's going to have to get left out. At this point, when you look at the bottom part of the AFC standings, who is it that gets left out if the Raiders are going to make their run?
I think it's the New York Jets. I think they're the team that ultimately ends up being left out, because we talked about this. It's a race to 10 wins for the Jets, because based on tiebreaker scenarios, if they were to finish with 9 wins, the Raiders were to finish with 9 wins, it would be a situation where the Jets would be on the outside looking in. So I think it's probably the Jets, and looking at the remaining schedules, I would give the Chargers the benefit of the doubt in terms of being able to make that push, more so than the Jets. So I just feel like the Jets are the team. If the Raiders don't make it, I think the Chargers end up ultimately making it. If the Raiders do make it, then I think it's the Jets that end up being left out.
All right, let me ask you a question. Are the Jets a better offensive team over the last 2 weeks than they have been all year?
Yes. It's obvious.
Yes. And that reason is obviously the quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, I am not going to sit here and try to sell you a bill of goods that Mike White is the next star in the league, and he is going to absolutely explode the rest of the way.
Mm.
However, I will say this. The Jets' defense is vastly underrated. Vastly underrated. Chris, we look at the last 8 weeks of the year. They have given up 17 points or less 6 times.
Yeah.
And this past week, they gave up 27, as we know, to the Vikings. A touchdown of that came in the second half.
Uh-huh.
They were much better in the second half. They have all of their pieces in place for the most part from a health standpoint. I think the Jet defense is going to really play at a much better level than people are giving them credit for having done already. For Pete's sake, when they beat the Bills a few weeks ago, they only gave up 17 points to Buffalo.
Yeah, I think the Jets defense is as good as any, and they created multiple takeaways on that Buffalo Bills offense. And I think that's been the key for them. Now, the Vikings offense starved the Jets defense, didn't have any turnovers. And I think that, you know, made it a little more difficult for the Jets to be able to chart a path to victory on the road. So I look at this situation based on the schedules that the teams have remaining, Carlin. I mean, if you look at the schedule for the Jets, It's ugly, man. I mean, they're on the road against the Buffalo Bills. They're home against the Lions and the Jaguars. And I will say this. That Lions game ain't a gimme.
No, absolutely
not. That's not a gimme. Not
we
with the
have
way
looked at the Lions and said they could win out. I'm not making
yeah,
it a gimme.
The Lions are a tough opponent. Then they're on the road against the Seattle Seahawks and the Miami Dolphins. I'm having trouble finding 3 more wins for the New York Jets.
Even
with as well as Mike White is playing.
I'm not having trouble. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're guaranteed wins.
Sure.
But I see no reason as to why the Jets could not beat the Lions, beat the Jaguars, win in Seattle. I just saw the Raiders go up and win in Seattle. Why can't the Jets go up and win in Seattle when I think the Jets have a much better defense and defense travels?
No, defense does travel, but I mean, playing against the Seattle Seahawks, it's almost like, you know, you're talking about a team that generates a lot of takeaways, a team that wants to run the football and control time of possession. And I think that that outfit, especially with a quarterback that doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes, is going to be tough for that Jets defense to create the extra possessions in the field position that Mike White and that offense are going to need.
On the flip side, is there any chance now that if the Raiders are going to make a push, that the team that gets left out is the Baltimore Ravens?
No.
Why?
No, it's not going to be the Ravens.
Here's my problem. I would never have said it would have been the Ravens up until Lamar getting hurt. And we don't know how long he's going to be out. Chris, the defense has given up in big spots this year. We understand that the Ravens have not had an outside threat all season long. While Huntley is kind of a little bit of a lesser version of Lamar, and they don't have to change their offense at all, I still think Lamar covers up a lot of their issues. And at 8-4, I don't expect it to be the case, but I wouldn't be stunned if he's going to miss 3 weeks, that could put them in a really bad spot.
Yeah, Carlin, but they only have to get 2 wins to be a double-digit win team. They're not going to be left out if they win 10 games. They're not. They might not win the division. I don't think they'll win the division.
I know what I'm saying.
I know it could come down to Week 18, but there's no way that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be left out. According to our own FPI, the Baltimore Ravens have the third best percentage or odds to make it into the postseason in the AFC behind the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's essentially saying they're a virtual lock to make the playoffs. So I'm not worried about the Baltimore Ravens. And here's the other thing, Carlin. They're not playing against juggernaut offenses where you're worried about Tyler Huntley matching points. They got the Pittsburgh Steelers twice. They got the Cleveland Browns and the Atlanta Falcons before Week 18 against the Bengals. You're not telling me they can get 2 more wins?
I'm telling you, they can. Of course they can.
They got 5 chances to get 2 more wins.
Of course
that's
going
to happen. The Ravens are not going to be left out of the dance. Now, the team that I'm curious to see what happens down the stretch is the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm.
Because you know where I stand on Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
And you know the expectations that we had on this team coming into this year.
I stand next to you on that.
Well, listen, according to our FPI, and I hate going back to FPI, but according to FPI, they should be the 7th seed. They have the 7th best odds in the AFC of making the playoffs. 57% chance of making the playoffs, Carlin. 57%. Now, when we look at the remaining schedule for the Chargers, it ain't necessarily a cakewalk. They got a big game against the Miami Dolphins this weekend, so we'll have to wait and see what happens and how Tua and the Dolphins bounce back from that. But then they got a home game against the Tennessee Titans, on the road against the Colts, home against the Rams, on the road against the Denver Broncos. Carlin, I mean, you're looking at that schedule, you're saying, hey, this is the time to make something happen if you're Brandon Staley. Because if you don't, you're probably talking about having to polish up your resume and finding a new job.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. In 30 seconds, exactly how are teams that are very much in the mix to challenge for a championship going to handle some major injuries, including some big injury news that we got yesterday? Now, if you're hiring, you know the struggle. Quickly finding the best candidates for your team can seem like an impossible task. ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find exactly who you're looking for. From accountants to zoologists, ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find the right person for the job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. When you're ready to build a winning team, let ZipRecruiter help you find the perfect roster. You can try it for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Boy, that is brutal news for the Buffalo Bills yesterday to find out that Von Miller is out for the year. Here he is upon the update of his status.
Bills Mafia, what's good? I'm good, man. I'll be right back, man. Mentally, I couldn't be in a better spot, man. And I think that is the majority of it, man. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't say I hate it for you, none of that stuff. Because I am good. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity to show my teammates how tough I am, you know, how hard I work. And, you know, how important that this means to me, man. So I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys, man. All love and respect. Don't blink, baby.
Look, it's good that he has a positive attitude about all this. Mm-hmm. But if I'm the Bills, this was supposed to be the final piece, right? Yeah. This was supposed to be the guy that was going to put me over the top. And he had played like it. He got eight sacks this year. Yeah. He had been exactly what they had hoped him to be. And the rest of that defensive line that they're counting on to get pressure. Rousseau, Basham, listen, Rousseau's back. But they need these guys to step up and be big factors. Last year, they were young players. They were kind of sitting back and taking it in. All of a sudden, there is massive pressure on these guys. And I do think it hurts the Bills in a big way.
Oh, it does. I mean, Von Miller not only leads the team in sacks, but he leads the team in pressures, too, with 38. The second highest pressure count on a team is less than half of that.
You're Carlin, such a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy because affecting the quarterback is not just sacks. It's being able to put pressure to create errant throws and opportunities for takeaways for the back end of your defense. And I don't know who that guy is going to be consistently. And here's the other part to this, Carlin, that we're not factoring in. Von Miller's presence makes everything easier for the other pass rushers on that front.
Yep.
When you have to pay attention to Von, you're sliding the protection that way. That means one-on-ones for Greg Rousseau and Boogie Basham and Ed Oliver and all those guys up and down that front. Now with Von not there, those guys are going to face more double teams. Like you think it's going to be easier for Greg Rousseau without Von Miller or harder?
I think it's going
to
be
so
harder.
So Leslie Frazier is going to have to find a way to be able to manufacture pressure beyond just a four-man rush. And that is going to compromise the second and third level of your defense because you're going to have to add extra pass rushers from those areas, from those position groups. So, yeah, I think this is a huge blow for the Buffalo Bills. And this is the team that everybody picked coming into this season to win the Super Bowl. According to Vegas, they were the odds-on favorite to win the Pro Football Championship. And now, Carlin, I don't know if I can even call them the favorite to win their division.
Chris, you know that I have been bullish on the Bills throughout the course of the season, yeah. Even though that they have dealt with what they've dealt with.
Yeah.
This one threw me for a loop. This one changes my view of the situation.
Okay.
Because he was, and I know he was banged up, but he was supposed to be the difference. And if he was going to be healthy down the stretch of the season, or at least back, that's what I was counting on. This now makes me think, I believe that they were going to win the division. Now I am really not so sure.
Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. You saw the impact of Von Miller in the Thursday night game against the New England Patriots, Carlin. Now, you're talking about a two-possession game, the Bills having a two-score lead for three-quarters of that game. Mm. 38 dropbacks by Mac Jones, only one sack by that defense. And 38 dropbacks.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. And so how they apply pressure to quarterbacks moving forward is going to be an issue, especially when we get to the second season and you have potential playoff matchups against the Bengals, against the Chiefs, where you got to get Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes on the ground. Good luck without Von Miller getting that done.
Next is Jimmy G and the 49ers. It was starting to sound like everything was lining up for them to potentially get him back in the postseason because he is not going to need surgery. Kyle Shanahan says not so fast.
There's that way outside chance, you know, late in the playoffs or something like that, but it's just an outside chance. I'm not really real optimistic about that.
Way outside chance, he calls it. So it is not a lock that we're going to see him, or even a likelihood that we would see him back by the divisional round, as we were kind of hypothesizing the other day based on what the timeline looked like. At this point with the 49ers, if you're moving ahead with Purdy, I know they are saying all the right things. I do need to see what happens when a team is game planning for Brock Purdy and they have some film on him finally, because many, many times before, we have seen young quarterbacks come in, have a great game fresh off the bench, and go out there because the other team doesn't know what they're looking at. I am curious to see what happens Sunday against the Bucs.
I am curious to see what happens as well. But, Carlin, the point that you're making about defenses having film on Brock Purdy now and being able to plan for him specifically, that cuts both ways because now Brock Purdy has an opportunity to get reps with the first team implementing Kyle Shanahan's game plan for the given opponent.
But this is a guy that's still a rookie and has barely played.
No, I understand that. But if you look at how the San Francisco 49ers want to play on the offensive side of the ball, the quarterback is not supposed to be a force multiplier. The quarterback is just a distributor. He's a point guard. His job is to live in that 2 to 2.5 seconds between when the ball is snapped and getting it in the hands of their playmakers. Look at the percentage of throws that we saw from Jimmy Garoppolo over the last 3 years that were less than 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. He's at the top of the league. So, Carlin, that shows you how Kyle Shanahan wants to play no matter who the quarterback is. Mm-hmm. Do I think Brock Purdy is capable of getting that done? Absolutely. And I saw nothing on Sunday that would sway me off of that opinion. And this defense is just good enough to keep games in reach for that offense to make the plays that they need to in order to come out on the winning side.
Well, that's where they've got me. That's where I'm still in on the 49ers. That defense is an elite group.
Yeah.
It's an elite group. And if they are staying healthy, that is a defense that is good enough to carry a team to a championship. Are they the Ravens of 2000? No, but they may not be that far off.
Yeah.
They are pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't have to
at every level.
I don't think anybody can be the 2000 Ravens just because of how the rules are in the NFL now.
Yeah.
Like, the passing game has evolved, and they've set it up for the offense to have an advantage. But when you look at the playmakers that the 49ers have, Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, I mean, the Jordan Mason kid, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, all big yards after catch guys. Another one, Jawan Jennings, a sneaky guy that's underrated. Like, they've got plenty of guys that they can get the football to, you know, on short passes, slants, hitches, you know, shallow crossers, and those guys can turn it into a home run. Those types of plays build confidence for a young quarterback. And so the end of the regular season is as much about building up Brock Purdy as it is about trying to win the NFC West and improve your playoff seed.
Who will win the 2022 Heisman Trophy? Find out Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. This college football preview brought to you by Cross Country Mortgage with the best loan originators in the game. Cross Country Mortgage is dedicated to getting it done. Visit ccm.com today. Equal housing opportunity, NMLS 3029. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app in just minutes. As we talked about with Jimmy G, it doesn't sound like he's going to be back, but we are curious on the NBA and the injuries that the Lakers have dealt with over the last couple of years and what things look like now and what things could look like in very short order. That is on the way in just moments. Plus, I've got a holiday issue that I need to get solved, and it's one that I feel like a lot of people are dealing with right now, and I need to get your take on it. It's in just moments. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Big news of the day. Brittany Griner is on her way home from Russia. There was a high-level prisoner swap that took place between the United States and Russia and Brittany Griner. It was announced about an hour and a half ago from the Oval Office by the president that she is on her way home. Her partner and members of her family were there as well at the Oval Office, and we'll keep you updated on this story throughout the course of the day. But the good news is that Brittany Griner is heading home. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and at progressive.com. I got a little bit of a conundrum I need help with.
What's up? What you got?
It's the holiday season, which this is the time of year where you show a lot of different people in your life who help you out the appreciation with a holiday tip or something like that.
Isn't it really stressful to think about the appropriate gift to give people?
Yes. And here's the thing. My inclination is, if I don't know for sure in a situation as to whether you should tip somebody or not, I'm going to.
Yes.
Because it's just the safe way to go.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I like to think of myself as not being cheap. So, I like to think of myself that way. Is that true?
Whether that's reality or not is a different story.
I think it's true.
Okay.
But I'll give you an example. The other day, this is not something but it seems like the list of people that you were supposed to tip is expanding now.
Yes.
Each and every day. You tip now on when you go and pick up some food, on takeout.
Yes.
When maybe in years past that would not have been a thing.
Okay.
Up until the last couple of years, probably.
I would say the last 5 years or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, I went to drive-thru the other day, and there were people tipping, and I actually tipped on the drive-thru. Never done that before.
No. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not tipping on the drive-thru. Now, in full disclosure, I don't go to a lot of drive-thrus.
Right.
Because I live in the city, and most people don't drive in the city. So it's a situation for me, though. If I'm getting some takeout or something like that, I always tip. Here's the thing, the tricky one, the parking garage attendants.
Oh, yeah.
You're driving.
Like absolutely.
You have to tip.
But
on top of the tip, you have to give something for the holidays.
Exactly.
Because they started doing this subtle thing where they give you a holiday card.
Oh, yeah.
And so the holiday card from them means a tip from you.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't do that, then it's probably going to take a little while longer for you to get your vehicle.
That's like getting a graduation announcement from some cousin that you've never met before. All that is an invitation for a gift.
That's all that is.
So here's my point. As this is happening, am I just supposed to tip everyone now, ever?
No.
Like I go, you know what I appreciate? I go into the supermarket and I used to tip if they were bagging.
Yeah.
You can't do that now.
Okay.
They tell you they're not allowed to accept a tip.
Okay.
You're not allowed
to accept a tip?
What
happens if you just leave money on the counter? I'm just going to leave this money here.
You would tip the bagger?
Yes.
I've never even heard of that.
Yes.
Me neither, Bubba. That's a new one.
I mean, that's just insane.
Look at me. I tipped the bagger. I see what you're trying to do here.
You might as well start tipping the board off at this point.
Yeah, I'm shocked that I haven't gotten a holiday card from you, Bubba.
But they say you can't do it, though?
They said they can't accept it because that had become a thing. People were tipping. Listen, in New Jersey, we tip everybody. Okay. Our philosophy is over tip.
Okay.
It's New Jersey. It's a culture thing.
Okay.
All right? But my point is simply this. Where does it end? Where does the line end?
I don't know where that line ends. I mean, if you're tipping the guy that's bagging the groceries, I don't know where that line ends for you.
Where does the line end for you?
The line ends with anyone who handles any food. Or any prepared food or your car. Like, I think at that point, those are like, and obviously your mailman.
Would you tip the drive-thru?
No. Like, what do you?
They handle your prepared food.
You tip your barber though, don't
yes,
you? No.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I always take care of my barber.
I mean, not you, Carlin, because
I still go to get my head shaved and get my beard cleaned up. Jerk.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Bubba. Who else are you tipping? Who else am I missing in this? Because it feels like by the time I'm done tipping here, I deserve to be tipped because I got nothing left.
You know the problem that I have with tipping, Carlin, in today's age? Hmm. Is that I actually have to go to an ATM to get cash.
Yes!
I don't carry cash.
Yes!
Like, I don't carry cash, but when it comes to the people that you want to tip, it's not like you're going to Zelle them. You're not going to Cash App them or whatever that is. You're not going to do that. So it's like you have to go to the bank and get physical cash to hand them.
I've been,
and that's annoying.
I used to carry cash, and I don't anymore. It's all the debit card.
Yeah.
Bubba, what's your philosophy?
Well, I'm with Nuno, basically, yeah, just the food or even car stuff, and definitely barber. But to me, the most frustrating and annoying way is just is the way the places, the food establishments will act now. And it's just whether it's takeout or, yeah, even just going up to whether it's a Chipotle or a Moe's or
yeah,
and that you're going that you're at the cashier and it's all it's like the iPod iPad or whatever, and you place your order and then they just flip it over to you.
Yes.
And like, answer the question. and then the pressure's on you. And you're like, so then they watch you. They watch you have to say no.
Yes.
Even though they didn't do anything. It's just a cashier. But you have to say no in front of them 30 seconds. And it's incredibly frustrating because, like, what am I tipping you for? But I have – so sometimes they guilt you into it.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to hold firm and be like – no, and then flip it back to them and then be like, sorry, no.
So basically when you flip it back to them, you're flipping them off.
Exactly.
And don't be surprised if they spit in your food.
And here's the other thing. They can tell if you punch the button on the left, that means $1. If you punch the button on the right, that means $5. They know if you're cheap.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.